To say it's been a long, strange trip for Hal Schoes is surely an imperial understatement. His band, Persian Gulf, broke new sonic ground in the 1980s, first in Tallahassee and later in New York City. As a solo artist, Schoes drew fans in U.S. college towns, and he broadened his creative vision overseas for a few years. Schoes' past records, such as Changing the Weather, Birthday Suit, Lifeboat, and Native Dancer, were all cut in commercial studios. He says his new collection, Treasure of Love, was all tracked in his own Witching Stick Studios behind his home off Apalachee Parkway east of Tallahassee.
The treasure of love.
This is the first record I recorded in my own studio, which is nice. That, you know, I built this place to do this record and, you know, maybe a few more, whatever, if I can manage, you know, and whatever whatever time we... We're left allotted to.
Show says he tapped some of the capital city's top players to help out.
Carrie Hamby and Charlotte June and Clay Byers, Steve Genovese, who's on almost every track. You know, Mark Patton plays a lot of wonderful stuff on the record, and you know, Perry Nelson. His drums on most of the tracks. Walter Kelleher drums on a couple of tracks. There's just so many really good, I can't even name them all, but they're all on the record.
On and on, over and over, as we rise.
In any modern musical production, laying down the instrumental and vocal tracks is just the beginning.
And then Dave Murphy and I mixed them together. We spent about 6 or 8 months mixing the record, which is where, you know, to me, the actual thing comes into being is in the mix. You know, you want to record good tracks, but then what you're going to end up with is what you do with the tracks.
I'm just damaged goods, darling. Nothing can last.
The result, says Schoes, is an album, a term left over from the days of long-playing vinyl recordings, that gave him a chance to stretch.
There's acoustic numbers on it. There's horn numbers with horns. This is the first time I've ever done any real work with an orchestral arrangement. A buddy of mine up at Berklee School of Music did a string quartet for a song.
There's even a pure instrumental in the collection.
It's the first one I've had since, Birthday Suit in 1990. So I like instrumentals, and I come from a kind of surf culture, you know. I'm from over Jacksonville Beach, St. Augustine, around there. So I love beach music, always have.
But Schoes insists Treasure of Love, while visiting some familiar ground musically, comes from a very different place emotionally.
Don't let your living pass by.
The record is also, you know, touched by a lot of personal things. I mean, it's dedicated to a cousin of mine who was murdered last year. Some sociopath with a gun shot him as he was planting a tree in his yard. It was a random act of gun violence, you know, by a guy that had a gun, who shouldn't have had a gun. It's dedicated to him. There's a couple of other people I've lost recently, including my mother. And it's an album that's, you know, a little bit about loss.
Treasure of Love comes more than 8 years after the release of Hal Schoes's last record, Native Dancer. Will there be a similar gap between now and the next production?
I have no idea of the next creative, you know, whiff or where I'm going. But that's not bad. I kind of like that. I feel like I did everything I could in this instance, and I'm happy to sort of wait until the next inkling comes along and I start following that.
Won't you give me one more? Give me one more.
Treasure of Love by Hal Schoes is available as either a CD or download from cdbaby.com. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.